My name is Brinia. I like to spend my time outdoors, so poetry that relates to the weather or nature tends to engage me. I chose the topic, Wonders of Weather, because I have many experiences with different types of weather when spending time outdoors, and always have liked the various types that come with every new season. As a result, most of my writing material is about weather. This is a common topic for people to write about because we all live in a world where we experience amazing, crazy types of weather. The topic has informed the type of text I have included as well, as poetry is best suited to describing different types of weather. Here is my first poem, Nature's Way, by me. Peaceful and silent, yet moving in a way so it doesn't break its silence. Trees blow with the wind, leaves brush along other leaves. Branches sway as they hold up thousands of leaves, attached yet still free. Now and then a leaf will detach from a tree. Slowly but surely it drifts away, dancing in the wind, swaying back and forth, but eventually reaches the ground silently. The truth is, nature is silent because it moves in a way so no sounds are needed to let us know that it exists. Yet everything else makes noise. Engines start up, students giggle, cars honk, with nature remaining silent. Second poem, Rainbow, by me. I shine and shimmer, I appear on rainy days, I put a smile on people's faces. My colors catch everyone's attention, my seven layers so perfectly curved. I make people's days. I will shine my colors, I will appear on stormy, cloudy days. When all of the other colors of the world have disappeared, I will shine to show hope. Here is my third poem called Snowstorm by me. They said we'll get lots and lots of snow, but that doesn't happen, sadly. All I see is the opposite. Where is the snow, you may ask me? For I have no clue. I don't get what you get. I don't have snow like you. As you can see, I didn't get the storm. In my first poem, Nature's Way, this poem is about how one afternoon my class and I spent time outside on a sunny, nice day. As we were out there, nature was so silent while everything else was making noise to move around. What inspired me to write this poem was how silent nature moves in order to get things done, whereas everything else has to make noise. What I mean by this is, for example, when a leaf is falling down to the ground, you won't even notice it because it's so quiet. However, when you drop, let's say, a pencil, you can hear it when it touches the ground. Overall, what this poem is about is how amazing that nature can be so silent while everything else, man-made, can make noise. It's so peaceful when there's no noise and it's just nature existing. In my second poem, Rainbow, this is about how beautiful and refreshing it is to see a rainbow come out after a big dark storm. I had written this poem when I was stuck in my car one time because it was pouring rain, and then after it had stopped raining, I saw a double rainbow, which was just an amazing sight to see. What inspired me to write this poem was the stormy weather we had received during the springtime. As you know, after every thunderstorm, there's a rainbow that appears, and sometimes multiple ones. It's an amazing thing to see, and I felt like writing a poem about how beautiful they are. Overall, what this poem is about is to share what a rainbow looks like, when it appears, and how it can brighten up someone's day. So for my third poem, Snowstorm, this one is about how I didn't get any snow at my house, even though the weather people said everyone would be hit by this huge snowstorm. While everyone else got tons of snow, I didn't, and I was super upset, so I wrote this poem about this sad event. What inspired me to write this poem was how crazy it is when one part of an area can get snow when another area that's super close doesn't. I wrote this poem because I wanted to tell others about how I live in an area where I get different weather than most people. Now, here's another poem called Snowstorm, written and read by Angeli.
The snowstorm. I look at the snow as it falls down and melts. The wind, moving the branches faster, making it colder. The sun trying to come out, but the clouds cover the sun. The cold snowstorm.
In the poem, Snowstorm by Angeli, I say this poem is about a snowstorm they are facing. They're talking about how the weather has brought a very snowy storm and how it's a cold one. The poem talks about how the wind and the sun was making it super cold, which had caused the snow to continue falling. What made me want to use this poem is because it describes one type of weather, which is stormy, and it relates to my central topic. It ties into wonders of weather because the snow makes people wonder, since it's so magical and pretty when it falls. It's amazing how weather can be a source to write about because it's always changing, so that's why I use this poem. Now, I'll be sharing two published poems. Thunderstorm by Katherine Knight. Standing in the street in the middle of the night, rain coming down with the sudden flashes of light. There is cracking thunder all around me, and with the clouds' grayish glow, I can finally see. The roaring of the wind blowing leaves across the ground, and my ears are filled with the vicious thunder sound. I look up at the sky and feel the rain upon my face. I'd rather be here than in a warm and dry place. Here is my second published poem, Storms by Elizabeth Friend. I'm sleeping through storms because I don't want to see the thunder. I'm sleeping through storms because I don't want to have to wonder. I'm sleeping through storms because I don't want to feel the raindrops. I'm sleeping through storms because I don't want to be there when my bubble pops. I'm sleeping through storms because I don't want to see the floods. I'm sleeping through storms because I want to wake up to the rosebuds. I'm sleeping through storms because I want to see the blue skies. I'm sleeping through storms because I don't want to hear the lies. I'm sleeping through storms because I don't want to feel anything. I'm sleeping through the storms because I can't bear to hear one more tragic thing. I'm sleeping through storms to leave the past behind. I'm sleeping through storms, hoping that my mind will rewind. In the first published poem, Thunderstorm by Katherine Knight, this poem is about how the author is in the middle of a thunderstorm and how she loves to be there rather than in a hot, dry place. Throughout the poem, she explains what she hears, sees, and feels. What made me want to use this poem was the fact that it could relate to everything she said. My favorite type of weather is a thunderstorm. I like how the author wrote this poem in the first person because it feels like I was that person standing in the storm. This poem ties into wonders of weather because the thunderstorms are a type of weather and a lot of people wonder about them because they are so amazing, especially when you see lightning or hear the thunder. In the second published poem, Storms by Elizabeth Friend, I would say this poem is about the author just wanting the storm to be over with so they can move on. Even though she does have storm elements such as rain, flood, thunder, etc., I feel like it all means something else. I think she's relating it back to her past and things she wants to get over with. Despite this, she does explain the weather of thunderstorms really well, and I like how she didn't want to get involved with this type of weather. This is quite funny because this person is the opposite of the other published author of the other poem. This poem ties into wonders of weather because it's about a thunderstorm and how the author doesn't want to wonder about what it does, and all she wants is for it to be over with. Throughout this project, I learned that a lot of people actually write about weather, and I was able to use other people's works to help create my anthology. Thanks to Angelie for lending me her poem, Snowstorm, and thanks to authors Katherine Knight and Elizabeth Friend for their beautiful poems. Overall, all these poems relate to my topic, Wonders of Weather, because they all talk about different types of weather. They're all great poems that talk about the weather, and they all explain the wondrous, amazing weather we humans get to experience. Thank you for listening.